you ever say anything? Whether you have a gift or not, do you say Christmas gift? Or?
Oh, no! That's not when you... That is a greeting. But that's a legend. That's not just a greeting. When you see a person on Christmas, the first one to say Christmas gift to the other one has to give that one a present.
I see.
Now that's where they get the Christmas gift from.
That's the call.
Oh, yes.
We're getting responses like that, and I didn't understand.
That's just a custom, just a legend.
Christmas bow or Christmas box, those are all...
Well, now, I never... Yeah, the
person who says Merry Christmas, who reach on Christmas must give a gift.
No, the one that gets caught Christmas gift. For instance, you're going this way and I'm meeting you. Now, the first one to say Christmas gift to the other one gets the present.
I see. Very good.
And you better be prepared. It may be a package of chewing gum wrapped up fancy, or it may be a diamond ring, but something's got to be forthcoming when you get caught Christmas gift.
Suppose you have a very heavy suitcase, you have to move it from one place to another. You might say, I'm glad that I don't have to walk this very far.
Well, that's according to how old you are. If you're young, you carry it. If you're past 50, you tote it, if you can.
Mm-hmm. And what about a small creature, the very hard shell that lives in water, and draws up its head and leg?
Now that is a turtle.
Mm-hmm.
Now that turtle has a kinsman that lives on the land. He doesn't live in the water. He lives on the land altogether. And we call him either a gopher or a terrapin.
I see. Mm-hmm. And what do you call the intestines of a hog?
Chitlin.
It can be... That's widespread.
Chitlins, yes. And they make quite a thing of preparing them as food. Personally, I never could get one chewed up satisfactorily. But particularly men like them.
Uh-huh.
You don't see so many women eat chitlins, but men go for them.
I see. What do you call a center part of an egg?
The yolk of a yellow.
The yolk of a yellow. The upper part of a man's body, this part?
Well, really, we just call that his body. But if we are being more particular, we call it the torso.
Well, how about this part alone? Who is hit?
Oh, his chest?
Chest.
Mm-hmm. It's a man's chest or a woman's bosom.
What do you call a small, flat-bottomed craft with oars that you use on a lake?
Well, around here we call it boat or bateau.
Bateau.
Mm-hmm. Now, that word bateau came from around New Orleans. You know, they have those very shallow boats because they run them in very shallow water. And you can't run a deep boat in shallow water and have good luck. And we get that, that goes way back in from the people of New Orleans.
And what do you call a covering for a pillow? Put a pillow into a...
Pillowcase.
Pillowcase. And if a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say that's certainly a pretty... What?
Necklace.
What are beads?
String of beads.
String. Mm-hmm. You don't say pair.
No, we don't say a pair of beads, unless it's just two of them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are chains that just have the two beads here and a place to put a pennant here.